Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Friday, October 24th, 2014. I am Marilyn Isles. In local news, UWP still concerned over accuracy of electoral list. From the region, IDB study suggests way forward to boost Caribbean exports. And internationally, UK won't pay £1.7 billion EU bill next month. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited and J. Astafan & Company Limited. The details are coming up.
Courts Technical Service offers the best in technical repairs. Fixing TVs, DVDs, major appliances, small domestic appliances, music systems, and so much more. We are pleased to extend our services even to persons who have made their purchases elsewhere. And if that's you, Paddy Popoblem, you are forgiven. See you in your problem technique and in many machines of Premier Department Technical at Dominique. And if it's beyond repair, we will offer you discount on a similar new item. Courts Technical Service, offering you the best in technical repairs at the most competitive prices in Dominica. Courts, bringing value home.
Bring out that exceptional taste in your cooking with First Choice Cooking Oil. Make First Choice Cooking Oil your number one choice for all your frying and cooking needs as it hits to the right temperature, bringing a consistency, quality, and flavor to your dishes. First Choice not only cooks right, but the price is just right too. Ask for it by name. First Choice, that's my cooking oil. Astafan, making life affordable. Available at Astafan Supercenter and Islandwide. Astafan, right place, right price.
Welcome back to this afternoon's news. Friday, October 24th, is being observed as Flag Day, part of the 2014 Independence Day celebrations island-wide. As part of the Independence celebrations, the Cultural Division instituted Flag Day as a way for the population to display and give recognition to the flag. The flag is one of Dominica's symbols of its national identity. The Dominican flag that is displayed today is the product of a design established November 3, 1988. Dominica's flag was originally designed by artist and playwright Orwin Bully in early 1978 in preparation of the gaining of independence from Britain later that year. However, Cabinet made certain small alterations to the original design. Dominica's flag was legally established by Act No. 18 of 1978 of the National Emblems of Dominica Act, which was signed by the then Governor Sir Louis Cools Lartigue on October 31st, 1978. It was gazetted on November 1st, 1978 and became effective on November 3rd of the same year. Dominica's flag has a green background representing the forested island. A cross made up of three bands representing the Trinity of God is white, black, and yellow in color, and the cross itself demonstrates belief in God. Dominicans at home and abroad are encouraged to display their flags throughout the day. UWP leader Lennox Linton says his party still remains concerned over the accuracy of the electoral list. Linton says he is concerned that the upcoming general election will be held without an accurate list of electors. He says while they continue to make representation as necessary with the Electoral Commission, they are not holding out any hope for the Commission to do what the state needs to be done in preparation for the upcoming election.
What we have been doing from our own work is to scrutinize the list and to ensure that we know who is on that list, who is dead, who is overseas, who is here, there, or somewhere else. Because we feel it's important, we'll make representation as necessary with the Electoral Commission, with the Electoral Office, but we're not holding out any hope that they will do what the state needs to be done in preparation for this election. Keep in mind, it's more than 6 years since the Independent Electoral Commission arrived at a decision under the chairmanship of Gerard Burton to have ID cards for voting and to have an accurate list of electors. Mr. Burton has remained as chairman of that commission, and he has allowed operatives of the Dominica Labour Party to ensure that what the commission arrived at in terms of a decision in the public interest of Dominica, in the interest of protecting the backbone of our democracy in Dominica, was not carried out. And they continue to play games with the people of Dominica to this day.
UWP political leader Lennox Linton. Malja Benjamin of Grand Bay has captured the 2014 Miss Wub Duet title at the Old Mill Cultural Centre on Thursday night. Benjamin outperformed five other competitors and copped the award for the best Creole spectacular wear. Janelle David of Massac, who won the award for best performing talent, placed first runner-up, while Desra Cuffey from La Plaine, who won the award for best Wub Duet, placed third. The other competitors were Tamika Tavernier from Soufrière, representing the Southwest, Shireen Dubois of Penville, representing the North, and Latoya Anthony from Woodford Hill, representing the Northeast. The pageant was organized by the National Cultural Council and the Cultural Division. Tasia Florsack of Atkinson was last year's winner. Acting Prime Minister Ambrose George says the reconstruction of the road and drainage system along Independence Street will be done during the first phase of the Roseau Enhancement Project. According to George, flooding experienced on rainy days along the street, which can be described as one of the busiest streets within the city, creates great inconvenience to commuters and business houses. He says this upgrade will work to make doing business within the city even more amiable.
We'll be looking in Roseau in particular for the replacement of the West Bridge with a two-lane structure, lighting fixtures, etc., and the reconstruction of the road and drainage infrastructure along Independence Street. And those of us who reside and do business in Roseau and who commute into Roseau regularly, especially on a rainy day, we'll experience the flooding along the Lagoon area on Independence Street and the inconvenience that causes to the business houses and to commuters alike. And certainly enhancing Independence Street and making it more amenable to commuting and doing business along that section of the city, certainly, is something that is commendable. So that aspect of it will be looked at during the first phase of the project.
Acting Prime Minister Ambrose George. In more news, the Dominica Police Force has confirmed the suicide death of a 19-year-old Mon Prosper man. The deceased, identified as Hamilton Kadu, allegedly ingested a suspected weedicide on Friday, October 17, 2014, at around 7:45 p.m. According to police reports, Kadu was rushed to the Princess Margaret Hospital, where he was pronounced dead on Sunday, October 19. Police PRO is Assistant Superintendent Claude Weeks.
Police can confirm that Hamilton Kadu, 19 years of Mon Prosper, is alleged to have ingested suspected weedicide on Friday the 17th of October 2014, and somewhere about 7:45 p.m. He was rushed to the Princess Margaret Hospital, and at the hospital he was examined there and admitted to the ward. His problem grew worse, and as a result, he died on the 19th of October 2014. That Sunday, 19th October 2014, he was pronounced dead by the medical doctor. An inquest, a coroner's inquest, is expected to be convened soon, as well as a post-mortem examination will be performed. Investigations into this matter continue.
Police PRO Assistant Superintendent Claude Weeks. And that's this afternoon's local news. In news from the region, a new study by the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, is urging Latin America and the Caribbean, LAC, to do more to facilitate trade in the order to boost exports. 3 years of sluggish growth in the export Latin America and the Caribbean market make it an urgent to implement policies that facilitate trade, notes the study, entitled Trade and Integration Monitor 2014. It notes that the fall in international demand and the prices of many basic goods that are exported from the region highlight pre-existing vulnerabilities in the external sector. Despite efforts to diversify exports, the study notes that over the past decade, the region's export basket has been concentrated on basic foods and their byproducts, making Latin America and the Caribbean vulnerable to fluctuations in price and demand. It said that in 2013, the region's exports rose only 0.1% after having grown 1.2% in 2012. The monitor argues that given uncertainty in multilateral trade facilitation talks, the countries of Latin America and the Caribbean should implement unilateral reforms and other measures linked to preferential accords in the region so as to stimulate exports. Conservative estimates indicate that only 20% of the commitments included the agreement on trade facilitation negotiated through the World Trade Organization, WTO, have taken force under the regional preferential agreements, the report notes. And internationally, David Cameron has angrily insisted that the UK will not pay £1.7 billion being demanded by the European Union by next month. If people think I am paying that bill on December 1st, they have another thing coming, the Prime Minister said in Brussels. It is not going to happen. He said the demand was totally unacceptable and no way for the EU to behave, and he wanted to examine how they arrived at that amount. EU finance ministers have agreed to the UK's request for emergency talks. The demand from Brussels would add about a fifth to the UK's annual net EU contribution of £8.6 billion. Mr. Cameron said he was downright angry and said the British public would find the vast sum totally unacceptable. It is an unacceptable way for this organisation to work to suddenly present a bill like this for such a vast sum of money with so little time to pay it, he said. It is an unacceptable way to treat a country which is one of the biggest contributors to the EU. He added, we are not going suddenly to get out of our checkbook and write a check for €2 billion. This is not going to happen. And that's this afternoon's midday news package. But first, a recap of the headlines. And in local news, UWP still concerned over the accuracy of the electoral list. From the region, IDB studies suggest a way forward to boost Caribbean exports. And internationally, UK won't pay $1.7 billion EU bill next month. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited and J. Astafan and Company Limited. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 news team, I am Marilyn Niles, wishing you a very pleasant afternoon.